A 12x12 art show and sale is a juried art show where all of the submissions must fit within a 12x12 space regardless of the artist's chosen medium. At the end of the show, all pieces are sold for the same price, usually with a percentage going to an organization or studio and the balance going to the artist, and unsold pieces are returned to the artist. Gateway to the Arts held a 12x12 show the last week of August with a total of 24 submissions from various artists aged 10 and up. Prizes were awarded to both the adult and children categories by a talented group of jurors. The pieces are now on display in the window at Nick's Place for Us at 157 Main Street W, Old Gulliver's, and will be for sale beginning Wednesday, September 21 until Wednesday, October 12. Purchases can be made via the Gateway to the Arts website at www.gatewaytothearts.ca or by visiting Gateway to the Arts Wednesdays, Fridays 11-5 and Saturdays 10-3. 10-year-old Elisa Miller placed first in the youth category with a pencil sketch of her baby brother, and 14-year-old Lauren Garbutt received an honorable mention for her acrylic painting of a butterfly on coneflower. In the adult category, Margaret Papoulas took the top prize with her painting titled Fishing with Gramps. Diane Scott took second with her acrylic painting of a porcupine popping in to say hello. Karen Matthews claimed third place with an acrylic painting of her favorite view, and Lorraine Guillemette took an honorable mention with her depiction of a mandala mixed media butterfly. Each winner was awarded a prize pack featuring various gift cards for art supplies, a commemorative bookmark or heart, and various other prizes. We wish to thank each artist who took part in our first juried show. The proceeds coming from the sales from the first 12x12 art show and sale will go directly to Nick's Place for Us in order to fund youth arts programs like the Laptop Scholarship Program, which saw 20 laptops given away to youth over the summer, the homework and art tutoring sessions for grades 7-12, and free art programming for youth. They will be adding a college or university prep session soon. We typically run events throughout the year with a large event in the summer, fall. While we met some challenges with this summer's festival, there were aspects we were able to maintain, and the 12x12 art show and sale was one of those. We try to use the events to allow for artist development, both young and old, as well as emerging and working, said Carrie Ems, co-owner of Gateway to the Arts and executive director of Nick's Place for Us, adding, "We have developed some amazing partnerships and sponsors, both near and far, as well as gotten a lot of positive feedback about the center and the gallery in the last 2 years, and next summer we are planning a remarkable event. Programming is being developed as possible, and these contests and shows, in addition to public support, are integral components in being able to host events. We will be hosting adult lounge nights with entertainment and mocktails on September 30th featuring Lynn Blunt and October 28th featuring Josh Dimmel. The proceeds from these events will also go towards programming. We are always open to donations of any kind, art supplies, financial via dress down days or other means, volunteers who would like to lead workshops or interact with youth, etc. If you have a thought or idea, please approach us." Being juried into an art show or event is a huge accomplishment for an artist, especially for an emerging artist. It is something that can be listed on a CV, and it gives an artist credibility. Teaching the process to young and or emerging artists drives home the need to follow instructions and to make sure a piece is as perfectly finished as possible. Juried art shows can turn a piece away for missing a simple instruction, such as applying a gallery finish to the edges or backing, says Donnie Lynn Redgrift Berthelot, co-owner, Gateway to the Arts, assistant director, Nick's Place for Us. Nick's Place for Us is a youth arts center at 157 Main Street West, which provides opportunities to youth ages 13-30 using non-threatening arts programming as an entry point to growth sessions, mentorships, job training, and more. Programming is constantly being added, and they are currently raising funds for renovations, programming, and more. It is a partner organization to Gateway to the Arts at 151 Main Street West. www.nicksplaceforus.ca